Do the math. Corporations equal people plus money equals speech equals freedom of corporate campaign spending.
They can buy millions of dollars worth of TV ads. And worst of all, they don't even have to reveal who's actually paying for the ads. Instead, a group can hide behind a name like Citizens for a Better Future, even if the more accurate name would be Companies for Weaker Oversight.
Corporations for Freedom of Speech. The Citizens United case is partly responsible for the most recent election cycle stimulus package, some of the most expensive campaigns in history.
Politics divided by money equals questionable votes, nine of them. How questionable are the nine votes on the Supreme Court in campaign finance cases? Justices for an incomprehensible constitution. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A call for the recusal of some justices in campaign spending cases and a history of the political identity of Supreme Court justices on The Takeaway. It's Friday, January 21st.
Let's get right to the news this morning. Much earlier than anyone had dared hope, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now well enough to be transferred to a Houston rehabilitation hospital. One of her neurosurgeons, Dr. Michael LaMole, tells reporters that Giffords is making real progress.
She is beginning to stand with assistance. She's scrolling through an iPad. These are all fantastic advancements forward. They do indicate higher cognitive function, but I do want to caution everyone that she has a long road ahead of her.
Her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, says the move lets him be near her and get back to work as she recovers.
What really is a critical factor in this decision is the fact that it's going to let me be there by her side as much as possible, every single day.
Mark Kelly is set to command a shuttle mission to the International Space Station in April.
$2.5 trillion in spending cuts. That's the plans for some House Republicans in federal spending over the next decade. Their proposed reductions would begin with immediate cuts of $100 billion, but they would leave spending on Medicare, Social Security, and the military untouched. It would mean that sectors like education, security, transportation, and law enforcement would see budgets shrinking. Americans overwhelmingly favor cutting government spending rather than paying higher taxes, according to a New York Times CBS News poll. The poll shows two-thirds of Americans are willing to pay higher taxes to fund Medicare and Social Security, though, and are also willing to cut defense spending.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is being questioned for a second time officially as part of an inquiry into the start of the Iraq War in 2003. Blair says at the start of the war, he disregarded advice from a top legal officer when he promised to stand by George W. Bush.
I don't think it was a great secret that I was right alongside America after September the 11th and continued to be. And one of the reasons why there was so much international focus is that Britain and America were standing together.
Earlier, dozens of anti-war protesters gathered outside the inquiry site calling for Blair to be put in jail.
It's an interesting case. It's all about whether Blair's private relationship with Bush trumped the UK government.
Right. Yeah. We'll see what they end up deciding. Mm-hmm. Nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers, including the U.S., are now underway in Turkey this morning. No sign yet that this second round of discussions will be very much different from last month's talks in Switzerland.
South Korea's military took over a ship that had been hijacked by pirates in the Arabia Sea this morning. Nothing to do with North Korea. They rescued the ship's 21 crew members, killed eight pirates. 2010 was a record year for pirates, 50 hijackings. Google reported a 29% jump in profits, outpacing Wall Street's expectations, but stunned investors with the announcement that Eric Schmidt will resign as CEO. Asian markets are mixed on the news. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,822. The S&P opens at 1,280, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,704. Later in the hour, New Yorker music critic Khalifa Sana stops by to discuss the lineup of this year's Coachella Festival. It's one of the biggest music events in the country. We'll discuss the show, but what do you think of the lineup? Is there someone you want to see on the list, someone off? Is there an artist that you got introduced to at Coachella? 877-8-MY-TAKE.